Can you just talk about the opportunity of playing the first four games on the road in terms of bringing the team together and having them focus? Yeah.
Especially now with exhibitions, your road games, you know, guys would get together a little bit, but now we fly in and fly out the day of the game, so it's the first time this group will get to go out and have a dinner together. And after a game, whether you win or you lose, they're together. They're not in their cars going to their separate homes, so it's a really good chance. I like going out on the road early, just for the fact that the players don't get to spend a lot of time together up until this point. Yeah, I think what happens is the whatever young players that you get, they kind of gravitate to each other. So, and everything's kind of new. While all of these young guys now have been exposed to such a high level and usually world championships, and so they're not nearly as wide-eyed as maybe they used to be, or I was my first year in the league. I still remember going down in Manhattan for the first time. That was the first time I'd ever seen it. It was my first game in there. So for some of the new guys, it's a big change. But just as a group, the young guys now have been kind of accepted. You can tell that the older guys are starting to tease them a little bit. That's usually a real good sign, and they laugh, and we'll get there. You know, I think that's a real important part of what they do.
What kind of words will you have for your three rookies before they go into their first game?
Well, Copper doesn't count, right? He's already got his game in. So the other two, it's a pretty standard line. You know, they only get one of these their entire career, that first game. And ask any player in that room, where was your first game? And they can tell you. 30 years after they're done, I remember my first game, you know. So I'll want them to take it all in and not try to calm themselves down or fight their nerves or... You don't think, just be nervous, take it all in, remember everything, the national anthems, the whole package, because you only get one of these. So I want them to be as present as they possibly can, without almost as the one, they don't worry about the game too much, it'll happen for you. You know, the game's going to happen, just relax, take it all in.
In your mind, what are some of the adjustments young players like the ones you have to make in order to succeed in their first year?
So long term, the first and biggest is the speed more than anything else. So there are big, strong guys in leagues that they've played in the past. But the amount of time it takes for somebody to close on you in the NHL is just shorter. So that, and they can kind of make that adjustment, and then it's the consistency of it, that over 82 games, believe it, every team has their game or two that they're not great, but these guys come to work every single day, and that pace doesn't come off. And these guys would be all 20-plus minute guys that in practice during that week, coach wasn't focused on them, right? Wasn't barking at them to keep that pace up, maybe a little bit, but those guys who play those big minutes get a little more room, and now here they don't, you know, because they have to get better. They've got to get faster. For some players, the NHL is actually an easier game to play, because the guys who process it quickly know there's only really one person coming to get them, maybe two, and they know how much time they have to move the puck. But the consistency is a big, big change for them.
You talked about not wanting to throw those guys to the wolves, so to speak, not put them in too big of situations. In order to, I guess, shield them from those situations, does that mean that in the meantime, some of the veterans need to pick up the slack?
No, I don't. For me, it's, I think that idea is, and you've all seen it, you get a young player that'll come in and he'll lead your team in preseason scoring. I think Scheif did it a couple of years ago, right? So, boom. We're going to keep him playing with the same people and against the same people that he played in preseason. It's a completely different beast when you get out there. And all of a sudden, now you've taken a guy who's really confident, that feels good about his game, and he's losing confidence every time he hits the ice, as he should. Like, the best players in the world are, you know, your number one guys. You're your number one guys for a reason. So finding the right roles for these guys and where we thought they would fit. No, I don't want our veteran guys doing anything more than they did in the past. I think we've got... we look at Ben Sherratt and Jake Trouba as veteran guys now because the amount of pressure that they were under last year from the time Ben came in. When you look at the pressure of those games in February, March, April, those are the things that turn you into a pro, that make you a vet. They have the pressure every night dealing with it. So we consider our back end, our veteran group, they got to be at game speed. And we can't wait 3 weeks for two or three of them to get playing. They got, that back end's got to be going. Well, I'm not talking about playing over their head for us. They don't have to do anything unusual. They're just the six men that are back there that are capable of being real good, and their goaltender, they've got to be good.
End of the year last year, you talked about wanting to improve or seeing improvement in your players, move as a five-man unit,
yeah,
having a blueprint, moving more defensively, and that was going to be a focus for training camp this year. We're at the end of camp. How do you think the team has taken up that?
Yeah, we're better. Like, there are parts of our three major systems that we spent quite a bit of time on. We look like we're moving faster. It's going to get put to the test here. There's also some areas that because you got all new guys in one position, so if you're talking about basically four guys that are learning in the system, a 30-year forward group, that learning curve kind of has to start from zero again. You got to start at the beginning again with those guys, so we got to go back through it with all of them. But the veteran guys, the guys who were here last year, kind of we made some additions to our game, but we really didn't take anything out of our game. So they're on it. I'm pretty comfortable with where they are.
Paul, your captain's contract status is still up in the air. How much, as the coach, is that handcuffing or handicapping you as you start the season here?
It wouldn't change one thing about my day a little bit. The player's here or he's not, and that's true of an injury. So doesn't play more, he doesn't play less. Nothing changes with Andrew Ladd as the captain of our team. So from my point of view, there's I'm never worried. I don't care how much a guy makes. I don't care how long his contract is. That doesn't affect my day. There's going to be 23 guys come through the door. I'm going to pick 20 of them to play the next night, and away we go.
But in terms of the leadership that you have and try to push and drive into that room?
Yeah, not even a little bit. No. So Andrew was asked to do things in terms of leadership because of the way he handled himself and he handled the room. And you could say he earned it. He just became it, became the leader of the team. He becomes the captain of the team after you become the leader of the team, I believe, for the qualities that you show, right? And so I don't think that changes anything at all. I've never seen a guy who was going into the last year of his contract be casual about his performance.
Yesterday it was announced right after we finished the media availability with you that Raffle had signed a 1-year one-way deal, but assigned to the...
And we didn't hold on to you. That information we didn't have. I had to come up with a different way to say it where I wouldn't have had felt like I was lying to you and still been able to keep everybody happy. Sometimes it takes some time. Don't want to be lying up here, but that hadn't been done.
Because
I think the way you phrased that question, you might have been questioning.
I just said purely coincidental. It came
just
out
so
right
happened
after
the minute you left the stage.
That's
it
right.
Was
it came out. But what sort of? But he was assigned. He was assigned to the Moose. Yeah. What sort of role do you see with him in the organization? Because I think it surprised some people that it was a one-way contract. Yet he was assigned to the Moose.
There's the player that's going to be in that role here is going to have to play. So none of these guys are going to watch the game. Because the NHL and the North American game, it's been years since he's played it. He's got to play as many games as he possibly can. I'm still learning about the guy as a player. There's just too many things that he does that I look, that's really good. He should be able to do that. So we want him to play as many games. There's no doubt in my mind he's going to play games for the Winnipeg Jets. Whether he comes back and takes that spot and stays with it the rest of the year, I don't know. But he's got to get down and get playing some games to get him to this kind of comfort level. So you clearly have faith. Because I'm trying to think of the last guy that did what he did, that came over at his age, having not, it's not like he went home 2 years ago. He hadn't been here for an awfully long time and earned a one-way contract. So we think an awful lot of him. We also thought, that lineup that I'm going to put in tomorrow night, for me, is the lineup that deserves to be in the lineup tomorrow night. There's no sense him watching those games. He might as well be playing right away. And if we're somewhere else in 2 weeks, or whether it's injury or somebody falls off, then he's going to get that chance.